Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, Genesis Driver, encouraging you to experience the difference between ordinary and extraordinary by discovering the Genesis GV70. That Genesis of Round Rock, bold design, advanced technology, and refined power redefines what modern luxury should feel like. And this month, you can enjoy low APR financing. How about 1.99% APR for up to 48 months on select 2026 Genesis GV70 models? Go see them at Genesis of Round Rock, 2201 North May Street, or explore your options online at genesisofroundrock.com. Luxury never looks so good. Welcome to Genesis.
What's up, y'all? Nick Shuley here, reminding you that each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, the Game Time team and I help you chart the proper course to navigate the action-packed weekend in Austin, Texas with the Big Hat 4-Pack Plan of Attack. We know you love your sports, and so do we, but we also know you love to enjoy the entertainment scene in and around Central Texas and all that comes with it. From live music to food festivals and anything fun, we've got you covered.
Plan of Attack is presented by Big Hat Spirits, delivering the finest ready-to-drink super premium cocktails and mocktails from a local Central Texas-based company.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, welcome aboard, everybody. I'm Ed Plummets with the former Texas Longhorn, All-American kicker, and boy wonder in soccer. His name is Jeff Ward. Kyle Owen is sitting here punching all the right buttons. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hope everybody had a wonderful 4th of July holiday.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep, shot some fireworks, set some stuff on fire.
Did you really?
Yeah, I like that. I've got an issue with that.
Is that why Westlake was all lit?
No, it wasn't around here. But
yeah. España has won. Spain has won. España at Jerry World defeats Portugal. Had to come all the way over here where they could have had a neutral site there, just go over the border.
I was going to say, they could be within an hour and a half of each other.
Yeah, just go over there. Spain advances. Ronaldo is happy.
No, he's not. He doesn't play for Spain, sir.
Well, he's happy the match is over.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Of course. Yes, I knew he played
his international
for
career is over, I would assume.
Well, I
he's going to play
so.
Till 50. I don't know.
He announced it last night.
He's crying.
He did? Okay.
Yeah, he's crying
he
right
should.
Now.
He should. He did not
adios,
much.
Muchacho.
Really
adios.
Surprised they played him as much as they did. The winner of tonight's game loses to the winner of this game.
Oh, don't be so negative,
okay.
Man.
Would you like to bet?
No, I don't. Is every coke? I thought 4th of July stopped you from this betting
no.
madness.
There was a guy who lost $1 million last night.
Really?
Yeah, and I actually thought the million's a little bit of a stretch, but it wasn't a crazy bet on Mexico.
No.
And he lost $1 million. He divided it up. He had one for $750 and one for $250.
And I bet he was all pumped up when England, the three lines, only playing with 10 men.
Yeah, for a long time. He had $750 on Mexico at minus 105.
Mm-hmm.
Look, they're at home in altitude.
At Azteca.
Yeah.
See.
I mean,
yeah.
And they're good. Were.
Ooh, yeah.
$250 at minus 120. So, yeah. Poor guy. I mean, I mean, $1 million is nuts, but the bet itself is not crazy. I actually thought Mexico would end up winning, and they did everything they could to do it.
First time in my life.
That was sporting at its best.
First time in my life I watched the entire soccer game.
Oh, yeah?
I watched the entire game fascinated.
They cover some
ground. You know, we talked early but during the day. We exchanged messages.
We did?
Of course, yes. Yes. Yes.
Huh.
Well, do you know, were you in a wine coma yesterday or something?
I might have been.
Were you in a wine coma?
Yeah, I don't know. I responded to you, okay.
Yeah, you responded to me.
That's unlike me.
And I thought it was just a fascinating.
Yeah, it was really well played.
And had an hour delay because of the rain in Mexico City.
Yeah.
I contacted my friend in Cancun, Nestor. Wished him good luck. He was there going to a big movie theater deal in Cancun to watch the action. But
Mexico is one of the best 12 teams in the tournament. They might be one of the 10. They might be one of the 8 best.
I was
and
disappointed.
Unfortunately, the English.
It's better.
It was, yeah. They just, that effort at altitude is nuts. To play with 10 men on a soccer field is like playing with 3 people on a basketball floor.
Yeah.
That's how much ground you have to cover.
Have you ever been in a match where it's less than 10, where 2 people get red cards or?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah. And if you're down 2 men?
Yeah.
Take a nap. If you're playing somebody decent at this level, but it was just a game effort by both sides. I hated it for Mexico because they did everything right.
All those blocks. All those blocks.
Some of the best. You know, I don't know how. I've watched, you know, it's very frustrating when you know something about soccer and people that don't know. It gets a little ridiculous because all they do is pick out whoever scores is the greatest player.
Mm-hmm.
But the player of the match was Jordan Pickford, the goalkeeper for England.
Yeah.
Who absolutely played out of his mind. I mean, New Mexico can't do anything more than they did last night.
And I read later that there was much concern about him going in.
Yeah, there was. Yes. There was concern about their defense. There was concern about their entire team. I would have made a bet on Mexico. They had been rock solid. They started on the front foot. That's a soccer term. Mm-hmm. Really pressing and pressing and pressing.
I was
thinking they were going to exhaust the Brits who are playing at
altitude.
What is it, 6,000 feet 7, or whatever 000, it is? 7,000?
I was surprised the 17-year-old was not more involved in the Mexican team. He really, you didn't see him much late.
He's canceled out by some pretty top flight.
Yeah, and
dudes.
Let me just say about those Englishmen.
Yeah.
Fantastic blocks, fantastic footwork.
They're tough.
Yeah.
As rich as they are, I compared that game. Football terms, when you watch Seattle and the Rams play this year, you saw the sport at its best, right? Like, you just saw 22 people playing, no matter how much money they make, they played the game at the highest level. Mm-hmm. That's what, to a soccer person, that's what last night was. Like, you can't see it played any harder than that.
And the big stuff.
Those dudes are throwing their body all over the field.
The captain lost his voice. What's his name? Trump loves him now.
Harry Kane.
Trump loves him. He tweeted about him last night.
He did? Trump loves him?
Oh, Trump loves the guy.
Huh.
And Harry Kane, I heard a post-match interview. He sounded like Bobby Kennedy. He could barely, he lost his voice. Man. So, but just...
It's not like the English guys playing at altitude too often.
Let me tell you what, too. And those guys who did the play-by-play, wow. That old man who did it, they're not three lions, they're 10 lions out there. They're 10 lions. I thought they were terrific.
Okay, I watched it in Spanish, so...
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
You can't speak Spanish.
Some, but I couldn't keep up. I like their broadcast better.
Do you?
And also, I told you, I have this thing now going on for their studio host.
Oh, I thought you're off the weather?
Yeah, I found a new obsession.
Hey, I found a weather person.
I found an obsession.
The mad
so
weather
the game was done, the Fox game was not Stuart Holden and the guy that normally does? I guess he's doing the U.S. game.
I don't know. This guy was British.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
He was good.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. It was fun. I mean, it was a blast. I hope tonight is anywhere close to that.
Well, it's got to be since we got the star back.
The birthright citizen.
Mr. President, just one, as a novice soccer fan, I'm a novice guy.
He said he's an expert.
Thank you for making tonight's game special, because without... What's his kid's name? Balgon.
Without the birthright citizen?
Yes, he's a birthright. He something that Trump detests, birthright citizenship, and the player that he saved, the player that's going to play tonight.
We don't know if he's playing.
That's true.
Why
Kyle
not?
Has an interesting. I've had this
what's
today.
Your theory,
this,
Kyle?
Hang on a second. Finish the thought about birthright citizenship, because I do think, and I've had my soccer world is debating whether. You'll play him tonight.
This guy, this guy's mother, heavily pregnant, about to do. She was at an airport in New York City.
Yep.
And the authority says, ma'am, you cannot get on the plane. You've got to stay here.
Birth.
So gave birth to this player in Brooklyn, to wit, he, American citizen.
Yeah. I keep waiting for Magus to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Your consistent position would be, I'm not defending that guy. He shouldn't be here to begin with.
Well,
that would be a consistent position.
Now when it comes to soccer, let me tell you what. I am so damn sick of people in our industry wearing USA jerseys on TV today. I just saw
I'm glad
there's
to hear
two guys
that.
On AM, Clay and Buck, right-wing talk show host.
Did they condemn Flo Balogun?
Hell no.
He's a birthright citizen, man. He spent his entire career in England, and now he plays in France.
Where
is everyone? Where's the right wingers?
The sports guy was wearing his soccer jersey on TV today. And I'm going, come on, man. I love America, too, but you're a sports reporter, sports journalist, sports commentator.
It's hard for me to listen. I mean, I'm glad I'm glad 30 million people will tune in tonight. I'm afraid, here's what I'm afraid of, that the game doesn't go the way, doesn't look the way, doesn't produce the goals, and those people are out.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as the game is over, if the U.S. loses to Belgium, they lost to 5-2 a couple months ago. But play Dave Portnoy there, Kyle. This is dumb on steroids. He wants the tanks rolling in.
The crying, the Euro tears, the sheer whimpery regarding this decision. And it all stems from one thing. They don't like that we're getting good at soccer, boys.
Yep.
The Europe is petrified because if we're good at soccer, they got nothing. We're bigger than they are. We're badder than they are. We bail them out in every world war. We are the United States. We're the bully. We're the tough guy. And this is the one sport we've never paid attention to. We went up, we ripped hockey from Canada and shoved them in a locker. Now, if we take soccer from the rest of the world, they got nothing. So then what type of wimp, loser country is afraid to play another team at full strength? We're having another appeal. You know what Trump should do at this appeal? He should roll in a tank. That should be how he shows up to the appeal. Just through the doors, like smashing through in a tank as Belgium and the neutrality walk in. We can win this tournament. And if Belgium didn't think this was a problem and Belgium wasn't scared of the United States, they'd keep their mouths shut. But they know they're in trouble. And if they lose, I'm telling you, if we win this tournament, what does Europe have? Nothing.
In America, we want to beat you at your best so that I stand victorious in the field of battle at the end of the day. I know it was legitimate. Europe, they're a little soft.
This is just like the World War
II. This is a group of guys, neck-bearded guys, that couldn't tell you any team that any of these players play on during their season.
No.
Not one. Couldn't say one thing about the players they're talking about as winning the tournament in their jerseys.
That's what are the percentages?
If I said genius, you with a neck beard, where's Flo Balogun play? Where does Tim Ream play? I can go down the list. Couldn't name one single spot.
One of the Mexican guys plays over there, right? In multiple?
Wait, what?
One of the Mexican players plays over in England. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those guys couldn't even tell you where these guys play. I'm with you, though. This jersey stuff is, first of all, I don't like the shirts. But would Dave Portnoy be fine if the Patriots were playing the Cowboys? And a Cowboys play, this is the example I gave earlier. Just to prove to what crybabies most sports fans would be if it was their team. Okay? The Europeans aren't pissed at America about this.
They're mad at FIFA.
They stop being stupid. Stop being conveniently stupid. They have had a history of issues for good reason with the organized crime unit that is FIFA. They hate it, and they hate the president for good reason. It is a corrupt organization they complain about for years and years and years. It is mafia-like. So they're not mad. They're not afraid of the U.S. Shut up with that. You think Kevin De Bruyne, who's playing in the best clubs in the world, is going to come into the U.S. and go, I'm so scared tonight? That's just a stupid thing to say. But they're upset because this is a long-running issue of dealing with FIFA. And to have, in the last minute, the United States president brag about calling him and have him overturn what is never done, unless it's a qualifier with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Right, when he had the red cards.
It's not the same thing, but it's still stupid.
Yeah.
It's still stupid.
Wasn't there money exchange in that, I read?
Probably.
Yeah.
And so you got to appreciate the English. And all the people around the world are saying, we're sick of this operation. And now your slimy president is backing up a birthright citizen. This just looks bad. And
it's
if you
so,
can't
it
see...
It's so funny to me, though, that he's so adamant and bitching about the Supreme Court saying, no, birthright citizenship will stay. And even
he doesn't
Texas Republicans are now
Flo,
plus state laws.
He doesn't know Flo Balogun's background at all.
Surely somebody told him, hey, Mr. President,
really?
Birthright citizen.
But here's an example. So guys like the neckbeards, wearing their jerseys. So if the Cowboys got a player suspended, okay? Late hit on a quarterback, whatever. Now, look, I don't think the way FIFA handled this thing in the beginning is right. I don't think a guy should automatically be suspended. I did an entire podcast on, I don't think it's a good policy. I don't think policies have to be black and white. The NFL doesn't do it that way. But, so I mean, I think the guy should be playing tonight. I do. I don't think he should have been kicked out
right
at all. But that's not the point. So imagine the reaction of NFL fans if the Cowboys, I use the example, they're playing the Eagles, and let's just say it's a pipe dream. Myles Garrett played for the Cowboys, and he just absolutely spears Jalen Hurts and gets thrown out of the game. Jerry Jones is on the phone to Roger Goodell, and Myles Garrett plays the second half. Imagine the reaction.
And how ironic,
right?
This, yeah, I agree. And how ironic.
People would go nuts.
The president has more sway with FIFA than he does with the NFL. Because they don't like him. He doesn't like the NFL. They denied him a franchise years ago. And I do agree. I'm glad the young man's getting to play.
Yes,
because
yes, I agree with that.
It's not like they're playing next week. This is every four years.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I'll say this. Trump isn't the biggest problem to this story. And I don't think the Europeans are saying Trump is the biggest problem. He's adding to it. Their problem is with a corrupt organization. And if anyone doesn't know, Google it. Google the last World Cup when they're hiring slave labor.
It's an awful organization.
And I don't know if someone's going to say, well, they do something about it. I think they try all the time.
It's sort of like the Olympic Committee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this isn't all Trump's fault. The fact that he inserted himself is just a really bad, silly look. And not appreciating that people around the world are going, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
They're not upset because they're afraid of U.S. soccer. They're upset because this is a long-standing problem that's now taken on a new level because the United States president, who's not exactly the bastion of morality himself.
Let's take a break. I want to hear Kyle's theory when we come back.
Oh, yeah, Kyle's got a good one.
Kyle's got a good theory. We'll talk about that. This is the Monday edition here, July 6th on our calendar, beautiful beach calendar.
Sure is.
Cassis Village Shell, thank you so much. We'll be back with more 102.7 ESPN right after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements, afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
Hey, it's Jack from 102.7 ESPN's Game Time, inviting you to watch the FIFA World Cup 26 with Michelob Ultra for USA versus Belgium. The action happens at Little Woodrow's 6301 West Palmer Lane this Monday, July 6th, starting at 5 p.m. Michelob Ultra will be on site with a lot of fun and Ultra giveaways. Michelob Ultra is a superior light beer and the official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 26. Be sure to enjoy an Ultra as you cheer on Team USA this Monday at Little Woodrow's on Palmer Lane.
Slow motion freeze frame of him crushing the guy's ankle. That's not really relative. It happened bang bang. So.
Yeah, because that's like the rule that they pointed to, saying that you couldn't do that.
You're not supposed to have a red card.
Right.
Because that neuters the referees and their decision making.
Exactly.
Texas Hardball tweets, yes, it looks terrible, but didn't FIFA do the same thing with Ronaldo at the beginning of the World Cup?
Not this year.
He had gotten kicked out of a game for pool play. Which is qualifiers.
Yeah.
So, look, I think it's a stupid rule. I mean, I've said that. But it is what it is, and why is it made 24 hours before the game?
Do you really think they were going to review it at this late date?
No.
I don't think so.
No, of course not.
No.
Look, and here's the thing also, there is context here. This guy, Gianni Infantino, who's a piece of work, gave Trump a fake peace prize.
No, he gave him the FIFA peace prize.
It's fake. There's no such thing.
Peace prize.
Until now.
First ever FIFA peace prize.
So, I mean, you can see why people are... It's sketchy at best. And that's not what they're most... They're not most angry with Trump. They're most angry that this is a continuation of a slimy, corrupt operation run by a guy who's a piece of trash.
Okay, help me out for those us novices. How many yellow cards do you get before you get kicked out of a game? Two?
Two.
Two. A second yellow card, you're outski.
Yeah.
You have to sit out the next game?
Well, if you're... Yeah. I mean, I guess if they follow their policy, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the policy goes back to the early 60s, which, again, I think is a dumb way to operate. I mean, you can get kicked out of an NFL game and not be suspended for a month, or you can have a late hit, not be kicked out of an NFL game, and be suspended later on. They didn't do that. They had 4 days, and they didn't do jack until...
Great leader called.
The mobsters got together.
Great leader.
Yeah. So, that's no fault. Even the U.S. coach, I mean, I feel bad for this guy. I feel bad for the U.S. team. Like, they're caught in the middle of something that no part of.
You know who's...
They wanted no part of this. The coach even said, look, I didn't make any calls to anybody. I don't want to be the villain here. We didn't do anything.
You know who's going right now going, what about me? Brendan Sorsby. Yeah.
He's going to get Trump to make a phone call
sure,
for him?
Why didn't... and Mr. You know what? Mr. Tech called.
And Brendan Sorsby is not a birthright citizen.
That's right.
All this MAGAs, all this praise, shouldn't you be saying he shouldn't be playing for the U.S. anyway? Why is he in a U.S. jersey, MAGAs?
He's birthright. He's not from here. It was spent a few days here.
Maybe even that. I don't even know how long he's been because he was... He was, this is what, unfortunately, you can tell by his style of play and his training, is that he's played his career in England.
Mm-hmm. And his British accent.
Yeah. I mean, he's an Englishman who now plays in France, but unfortunately, our best, only goal scorer we've really created happens to be the English created him.
And the fact is,
he couldn't make that team.
He couldn't make that team, is that correct? Right, yeah. He couldn't make the team.
No,
so he,
no.
Yeah.
He played for
England's youth squads up until he was 20.
Yeah, they're not pulling Harry Kane for Flo Balogun. Now, he's a really good player. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that everyone acts like the guy's from Luling or something. These MAGAs, you're so quick to just rant without even thinking it through, including Trump. I mean, did anyone not say to him, hey, watch out. You've been screaming about birthright citizenship.
And this dude was born...
This is the poster child.
Born over here.
And he's wearing red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Is Trump going to give him some award?
Oh, God, yes. They'll be at the White House.
What did they win tonight? He scores 2 goals.
Oh, Jeff. They'll be honored at the White House regardless of what happens against Spain, who defeated Portugal today.
And he says, he doesn't know his name. That dude.
Hey, you.
Get over here.
Come over here.
And Flo Balogun talks to him in an English accent. He's, where the hell are you from, man?
Where were you born?
I spent three days in Brooklyn as an infant.
JD, did you know about this? No, Mr. President.
Doesn't anybody there do any homework?
Oh.
But I don't understand how nobody has even mentioned it.
Jeff, it's just one of those issues that he's taken up. I'm sure that he probably doesn't give a rip, you know?
How much soccer do you think he knows?
I don't know, but he's an expert on everything.
I mean,
just about.
Really?
Yeah, according to me, he's one of the greatest cheaters in the world of golf when you play with him. I got a friend who played with him one time who he cheated.
I mean, what a comment. I know this stuff.
I know this stuff. I know soccer.
He then said he didn't even know what a red card was.
Barron played soccer. Barron was a soccer player.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He played for DC United's like youth.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. He used to play where the Rose Garden used to be. It was kind of sad. I saw this story.
Out there by himself. His dad would never go out.
He's out there
by the Oval Office. There's a red flag right there.
It's right by there by the Oval Office. And he would play soccer. He had a goal out there.
By
and
himself.
He was trying to get attention to his dad, and his dad was too busy working. It was very sad.
That pisses me off.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah. You got to play. Man, that's not okay.
I can't imagine the president playing soccer. He'd wear those blue pants and the white golf shoes.
He'd wear white golf shoes.
Yeah, and white golf
shoes. He'd have to take a nap afterwards for burning 6 calories.
Hey, kick the ball, Barron. Hey, you better play quickly. We're going to build a big ballroom here. The Trump ballroom. It's going to be beautiful.
Heard about the missing guy?
Well, we haven't heard his theory
yet. Oh, yeah. So, okay, so
it's not necessarily a theory.
Well, we built it up to be.
Yeah, no, it better be good. It's making the rounds. You're not the only person that I've heard now that has suggested this.
Yeah, so basically, it's if he plays and we win, it's there's an asterisk on it because he wasn't supposed to play. But if we don't play him and we lose, there's an asterisk on it because we could have played him. And so it's just one of those situations. It's like, what's the right way to go about it?
Now, if he doesn't play, there will be an executive order immediately from the Oval Office. I, Donald J. Trump, send this to the damn coach. He's playing. I say he's playing.
Is he okay with the coach, too? Because he's not exactly from College Station himself.
He's not? Where is he from?
He's not American.
Argentinian.
What? Our coach is from where? Argentina?
Trump hasn't heard him talk yet, either.
I didn't know he was Natalie attired in those poncho shirts, whatever.
Not to get too nerdy about the technicalities, they didn't practice. I mean, I know he's been their guy up front the whole time, so it's not like they're missing out on a lot. But they prepped without him until he got off the bus and somebody hugged him and said, you're not going to believe
Flo.
This. Flo, you're in.
You're in.
Trump.
Blimey.
You mean the guy that wants me out of here? I don't know. I don't know that I get that argument. I don't know that I completely agree. I don't think most critics of how this went down aren't critics of... They're not anti-U.S. soccer team. They're not anti-Flo Balogun. They're just anti-FIFA. And so if the U.S. puts their best 11 out there and goes and wins 2-1 like seemingly every other game, I don't think outside the Belgians, who their window was closed... Their coach had a funny comment. I didn't know it was the fourth. No, he said, I didn't know it was April Fool's. I thought that was awesome. Because he just, really?
Oh.
So, I don't know. It sucks for the players.
Why? Doesn't suck for our players.
Yeah, it does.
Why?
Because they want to go with 11 on 11 and have it be about the game.
Right.
And these tools have now stolen a lot of the feeling. I mean, last night it was about nothing but the game.
Well, listen. I don't know anything about soccer, but it appears to me we have a little bit of a chance now with Flo in.
Yes.
Whereas if Flo don't play, we got no shot.
It's a lot less for sure. Does anyone even know who that would have been?
Garrett O'Brien.
Garrett O'Brien.
From Plano.
Plano, yes. Okay. Well, what's his name? Pepe something. I think it's from Dallas or played in Dallas.
Pepe?
Yeah. He was Ricardo Pepe, yeah.
Oh.
I think he played in Dallas. I don't know if he grew up in the club system there, but I think he might have.
Is he an American or is he birthright Jude?
He's an American. He's from Dallas.
It's from El Paso.
Oh. Okay. That doesn't count. According to AM radio.
But he was with FC Dallas.
Yeah, I thought he grew up playing in the club system there.
Correct.
Yeah. No, I don't think he would have been the answer. I tell you who would have been the answer. I had it all thought out. I was debating with my soccer nerd friends. Haj Wright would have been the guy I would have played.
Haj Wright?
He's a big body dude. Hasn't played much. But I think you have to, when you play the Europeans, just so you know, you sort of look at it this way. Who are you going to put in a low block in basketball? And it better be a big enough body to play with their back to the goal. And outside of Flo Balogun, the U.S. doesn't have that because Tim Weah sucks now for some weird reason. He's gotten worse as he ages.
Who is Tim Weah? He plays for us?
Yeah.
He's on our team and he sucks?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, how the hell did he get on the team?
He played in the game that they lost to...
Turkey,
and he was awful. His touch was terrible. He was out of position 90% of the time. They had to pull him off the field. They gave him the break of a lifetime.
I think the only thing he's still good at is running.
Must be.
He's just fast.
Because he was running in the wrong places, too, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
And so that was a buzzkill for the U.S., is that, we got 11.
Off the bench.
Yeah, we got 11. That's it. Got 11. So,
could you explain one more thing before we go to break? What are those dudes wearing the vest on the sideline? Are they the substitutes? Why do they wear vests?
So,
are they security also? Do they do part-time security?
Yeah, they
work?
Do. They serve some drinks too, get popcorn. because, all right, think of this. Think if you're in a basketball game.
Okay.
It's a red team playing a white team, red jerseys, white jerseys.
Okay.
And let's say during the game, the guys on the bench are trying to warm up to go back in the game. And they're running up and down the baseline. Let's say you're dribbling the ball down the floor. What do you see?
You see people on the baseline.
You see a lot of shirts.
Yeah.
So you could throw it to the wrong guy.
All right.
It'd be like in a football game, if you drop back to pass and everyone's wearing a white shirt on the field.
That's why usually coaches wear something completely different.
Yeah.
Color
really?
Than, yeah.
So is you're that right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so in soccer,
the spot too,
because you have to run so much and be so prepared, they warm up a lot. And so when they're warming up in most stadiums, they're, you know, it's like football stadiums now. There's no longer tracks, so they're right along the sideline. So when they're warming up, you don't want some guy on your team to pass it to some dude on the side going, what are you doing, you jackass? You're not in the game? No, I'm warming up over here.
I thought
so
it was,
they wear an off color, so the field of vision makes sense.
I thought it was amusing last night when they almost had that brouhaha on the sidelines where they almost tried to mix it up.
And
pretty
funny. You thought the guys in the vests were going to start the fight?
Oh yeah, I thought the our vest guy, or the English vest guys against the Mexican vest guys.
That's why they wear vests, is because the field of vision is the same reason why you wear opposite colors when you're playing against someone.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you look up and see can't see
colors,
all you can't see 20 white shirts. So they when they're warming up they have to be. That's why goalkeepers wear something opposite. Referees wear something opposite. As Kyle said, coaches wear something opposite when they're signaling plays. Because in the speed of a game, your first look is you see a color.
Okay. And I like the refereeing last night because there was some flopping going on. I had to get up.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
I liked it, too.
Yeah.
The guy who ref the Norway game yesterday, he went to UT.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's from Morocco, came over here, went to UT. He lives in Wells Branch now.
Get out of town.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
Where? How did you garner this information?
He lives in my neighborhood.
Really?
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's like he drew one of the toughest gigs in the world. An entire country is living and dying. And I mean, the Brazilians are dying with every call that he makes. Wow. That's pretty cool. That's
Isn't
not
that
an
something?
Easy gig to get.
I had a gentleman who was an Olympic boxing referee from Brownwood. Ed Devery was his name. He did that in 1964, 68, yeah.
Well, like I said, a soccer referee that I know of has, there's no referee in any sport, except maybe not even basketball, but basketball would be close, that has as much control over the game and the tempo as a soccer referee. And I think instant replay VAR is used too much. I do. I don't mind the fallacies. I don't mind the mistakes. I think it's hurt the game, and I think it's hurt officiating. Same thing happened in football.
And there's only one official that does a review from.
Yeah,
one guy makes.
Why they have three review people? I don't know. They're all just standing up there. But you don't see a fat soccer referee. You will not see one.
Oh no,
you will not see one.
Maybe at Northwest Park you would. But
you might see
not.
A North. Yeah, that's true. Even then, it's pretty tough to do. He's from Austin.
Well,
yeah, he lives there. Yeah, he won a Visa lottery in 2001 when he turned 18, and came to UT. He got a degree in mechanical engineering. But yeah,
is he an MLS ref?
He was in charge of the MLS All-Star Game.
Okay,
he's assigned the referee for the USL Final. So I guess he just kind of he's in the USL.
Well, good for him.
Well, that's fantastic.
Oh. MLS Ref of the Year in 2020.
Okay. Wow.
And then he won it again in 2022.
From what I saw, I thought it was good. I'm with that. I thought last night was pretty good. That float, he's waving at guys, get your ass up.
He's a big, strong, fast guy, too.
Yeah, yeah, you kind of have to be. You can't just go, they go, where's the ref? He's tired over there in the corner.
Smoking
it'd
a cigarette.
Like, it'd be like the plate umpire being sitting over by the dugout going, I got to look over here.
Yeah.
You can't really do that. I was happy for the Norwegians.
Who's the dude?
Six of the eight are now Europeans.
Ben Clements got his jersey.
Holland.
Yeah, Ben got his Manchester jersey down in Mexico for a song.
How much?
$30, $35.
The real thing probably cost you $230.
Really?
Yeah. That dude is gone from rock star status to rock star status 5X.
The Athletic had a deal. Athletic does not think they're among the top four teams or five teams remaining.
Great goalkeeping. I mean, so it's like, I'll use football analogies again. Great goalkeeping is like offensive line play. It just, life gets better. And so it was the difference in the game last night. Mexico plays 9 out of 10 other people that night, and they score 3 or 4 goals.
U.S. has their hands full tonight with Courtois.
That's what, and so Belgium tonight will have one of the best 5 goalkeepers in the world on the field tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, he was number one for a long time.
Okay, maybe he's in the top 3 now.
Who
still
does he play for?
He plays for Real Madrid.
Real Madrid.
Okay, so this is the best. This is the best of the best. And so, because when you're at this level, this ridiculous world-class level, the guys are going to get shots. I mean, Mexico had plenty. I mean, any other goalkeeper, any other night, they're up 3-0, and you haven't even noticed yet.
Yeah.
But he's saving everything inside. That's a concern you should have about. There's two great concerns you have about the U.S. Like every other sport, you've got to be really good on defense. You do not give up trash goals. At the world-class level, the other team doesn't give up trash. Okay? The Cowboys can't win very many games because it's too hard to score that many points. Soccer's the same thing. I don't give up 2 goals because I have to work my ass off to go get 3.
It's amazing the height of these goalkeepers, too. Giant.
They cover. When they do penalty kicks and those dudes put their arms out, they're covering the goal.
Yeah, Harry Kane had a great kick last night.
You like that? Look at you.
It's the corner.
You were all over it.
He picked a corner and went there. He just picked a corner.
That's what they told me. They said, Yank, don't look around. Find a corner and hit it.
We're watching, before we go to break, watching Wimbledon. And this is interesting because it is 10:49 in London, and they got a curfew. Did you know they got a curfew?
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7. ESPN.
Hey, Clements and Jeff Ford, Kyle Owen pushing all the right buttons and also with some commentary, awaiting the start of the game between the USA versus Belgium, Seattle. That's where it's going to be, the beautiful stadium in Seattle. Well, it should be just picture perfect this afternoon, 7 o'clock our time, 5 o'clock Pacific time. Don't you know it's rocking and rolling?
That stadium is so
cool. It is a beautiful stadium.
Why is it so loud?
I guess.
Is there something? Right, it's the loudest stadium in the NFL.
Yeah, it's something to do with how the engineering
is. It has to be the engineering.
It's a 12th man, too. They've got the 12th man.
Remember they had a legal battle with the Aggies over there?
Oh, yeah. They're the 12s now.
The 12s?
They can't be the 12th man because they ain't in Sudan. Yeah, so they're the 12s.
It's green versus maroon. How complicated is that legal case?
You can't do that to us.
What's going on with the Aggies?
We invented it over there.
What kind of lawyers in Caldwell do they have?
Next thing you know, they're going to take Reveille, our dog. Them Seattle people.
I've never... This is a bummer for someone like me. I know most people like the drama, but those of us who really want people to watch a soccer game and not get caught up in the drama, this is all unfortunate to us. Us, the five of us.
But knowing that this Birthright boy is going to play... I call him Birthright boy. I think it's funny.
Well, yeah, he's done nothing wrong. He's a super cool guy.
He's not said
2 words about it.
Who's he play for over there in the Premier League?
He doesn't play in the Premier League.
He doesn't?
He plays for Monaco.
Ah, that's a swell gig to have
That's
there.
A pretty sweet
pretty
gig.
Swell gig playing
I would
Monaco.
Not leave that, son.
So, I think this has garnered even more interest because...
But the wrong... I know. You're right. More people will tune in.
Because we have a fighting chance now. The US of A have a fighting
look at
chance.
You. Yeah. But I'm afraid they're tuning in because of the drama... And I think people come into it with complete ignorance, like these knuckleheaded guys going, we're going to win it all. Like,
yeah.
More than likely, they get beat by Belgium.
Hey, partner, stick with the pizza.
Yeah, I want to be wrong, because there's a lot to like about this team, but I'm afraid by tonight, all three of the hosts are done.
Yeah, Mexico's gone, Canada gone, and now maybe us. Us,
USA.
Here
you got your red, white, and blue.
I'm proud to be American. Boy, Lee Greenwood was great 4th of July night there.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, God, he was good.
Beautiful. All right, so here's some tweets. This is And Nate Hall 512, only one Team Mexico player is used to playing in Mexico City. Altitude played pretty equal. That's not true. They've had four games there. How many have the English had at altitude? No. Mexico's played four games there.
And they're from Mexico.
A lot of them have played in that stadium. Not many of the English. And by the way, they won their last, Mexico's won their last 10 games at Azteca.
Yeah.
The English had no preparation for that.
You ever been to Azteca?
I have not, no.
I heard the stat last night. They've only lost twice ever in like 100 and something matches.
Yeah, no, it's the English, you can't say enough about what a gutty performance it was.
With 10 men.
With 10 dudes at altitude. That's why they all collapsed. I'd love to see the data on the ground covered last night, particularly for Jude Bellingham, who's criticized as being soft. The dude just went from the term, you ready for the soccer term? He was box to box all night.
And the header he had for the goal, wow!
It was great.
Yeah. Greatest head I've ever seen.
Yeah, you've seen so many. At RMSTRDJ tweets, I like how Dear Leader started talking about it by saying how much he knows about sports. Then he goes on to say this, he didn't know what the hell a red card was for. Kyle, we've got the audio. The weird thing is, standing to the right of Donald Trump as he's telling everyone how much he knows is Michael Dell.
But all I did, I asked for a review because I didn't think it was a foul. And, you know, again, I'm good at this stuff. I didn't think it was a foul. I thought it was two great athletes that crashed into each other and got entangled. That was not a guy punching somebody in the face or anything that, you know, would be different. And I think it's a terrible, if they wouldn't allow, you know, a top player, maybe the best, maybe among the best players on the team to play, I think it would have had a big stain. And I related just that feel. I didn't tell him what to do. I can't tell him what to do. But I don't believe he made the decision. I think it was a committee that made the decision. And they made the right decision because, number one, it wasn't a foul. And you want to see a game with your best players. You don't want to say, how would you feel if I took, we take Messi out? He ran into somebody. Or we took Ronaldo. You bunked into somebody, we're going to take you out of a game. He's great. Well, Harry Kane, we're going to take you out of the game, Harry, because you happen to hit somebody a little bit harder than... You can't do that.
You can't do that.
If you would have taken him out, I think it would have really stained this incredible champion. We got to have our best players, and Belgium's got a great team, by the way. We got to have our best players, and they have to have their best. And if we win or we lose...
If somebody raises their hand and say... Mr. President, could you talk about Flo Balogun's background, please?
I thought it was funny that he was like,
He couldn't say his name at all.
I know.
He didn't know how to pronounce it.
But he then proceeded to get it all wrong. The referee did not kick Flo Balogun out of the game. The review called the referee over. It is a foul.
But no yellow card.
Right. It's cleats first. Nobody that's ever played the sport, including Trump's great career, tolerates anyone going in cleats first. Did he mean to do it? No. Should he have been suspended another game? No. But the referee didn't kick the guy out until the review is the one that did it. That's one of the things why people are reacting the way they are, is because it wasn't the referee. And so the U.S. was the one originally with a legitimate complaint saying, wait a second, you did a slow-mo on this and showed...
So at 11 o'clock, they got to stop play. They've got to stop play.
Why?
Because
Wimbledon.
They've got a curfew there.
I played in a stadium out there. Not the Wembley one, but small little park.
Well, they've got a curfew.
People in attendance.
Yesterday, Coco Gauff, the United States, won her match. It was
really?
time was running out. And it was the final set, and she had an ace with a minute and a half to spare, and she got to go home. These two blokes are going to have to come back in the morning because
one of them's American.
No, there's no American in there.
I thought one of these guys. Czech and a German. Okay,
look at the flag. Is that our flag? That's the damn German flag and the Czechoslovakian flag.
Yeah.
Know your flags, man.
Well, I didn't see the flags put up in the corner. I didn't know there's a curfew. That's a good
curfew
piece of
to 11 o'clock. Yeah. So in 10 minutes, they're going to go stop, and dudes will go home.
Pick it up again tomorrow?
Yeah.
So you can conceivably have to pick up
right in
3 points
mid
tomorrow?
Game. Mid-game, yeah. Yeah, and it's
you can't even finish the game?
No. At 11 o'clock, you got to say goodbye and good luck. Like if they're in a rally, they're not going to say
40,
stop.
It's 40-15. We can't finish?
No, you can't finish. No. And they don't give the players the option. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what's the thinking behind that?
There's a curfew. I don't know if it's crime or I got a bunch of, you know, hooligans over there or what.
It's Wimbledon.
I know.
It's not in Houston.
No, it's not. I mean,
there's not gunfire
the
everywhere.
Fifth Ward,
right? It's not gunfire. Been there.
So, and look, there's nobody there because it's so late. It's so late. Nobody's there. Yeah, see, people are leaving already to beat the crowd at 10:51. Beat the curfew.
Have you heard about this guy that he? This cracks me up.
Hold on. We got to take a break. Kyle's giving me
his
that
his family
sign.
Claimed that he'd been lost.
Could you hold on?
I'm just setting it up.
Oh, set it up. Okay, do it again. I'm sorry I talked
about
it.
Yeah, you ruined it.
Do it again.
That was a whole radio bit I had set up there.
Okay.
All right, find this. He's a missing World Cup fan, has been missing for 10 days.
I read about this.
This guy's hilarious. He's my idol.
Back with more on 102.7 ESPN right after this. T.O.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
Hey, it's Jack from 102.7 ESPN's Game Time, inviting you to watch the FIFA World Cup 26 with Michelob Ultra for USA versus Belgium. The action happens at Little Woodrow's 6301 West Palmer Lane this Monday, July 6th, starting at 5 p.m. Michelob Ultra will be on site with a lot of fun and Ultra giveaways. Michelob Ultra is a superior light beer and the official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 26. Be sure to enjoy an Ultra as you cheer on Team USA this Monday at Little Woodrow's on Palmer Lane.
Check out the podcast page at 1027ESPN.com. Now back to the Jeff and Ed Show.
Well, it's over for the day at Wimbledon. Some woman, hello. You have to stop
playing.
Well,
she's the referee, man.
She not wasn't the referee.
She is. They just gave her title up there. You act like she just walked
in
from the concession
stand. She was in the stand. She's not the referee of the match. She must be the goddess of all there.
Yeah, the goddess.
Head referee, hello. You must leave. You must leave the area. And that guy's pissed. Is he twitchy?
Yeah.
Is he the German or is
he's
he
probably
the...
He's probably going to miss every serve when he comes back tomorrow. Fault. His serve falls apart.
This must be the D team, these announcers now. It's 11 o'clock in London. Chris Fowler's already gone or whoever. Reese Davis, I guess, is. Reese Davis and Andy Roddick are on their third, fourth, fifth drink.
All right, somebody's on to something here. Here's JMB9212 tweets. Ed, semicolon. If you want to know why Jeff watches the Spanish broadcast, check out Lindsay Casanelli.
Okay, let me Google.
That's not the only reason why I watch the Spanish broadcast. In my own protesting kind of way, they don't cut away for the hydration break. It pisses me off. So it's my own little form of protest. Plus, I like Lindsay.
Is she from Mexico or is she from España?
But in addition to that, it's my own little protest of... I'm finding the Fox pregame... It's like everyone is trying to out red, white, and blue the other person, including Zlatan and Thierry Henry.
Okay, how do you spell Lindsay's last name?
C-A-S-I-N-E-L-L-I.
Okay, boom. All right, come on, computer. Come on. Come on, computer. God dang, I got the slowest computer.
What in the world are you on, man?
I'm on
Facebook or something.
This site can't be reached.
Just Google her, man.
I just did. My computer's not cooperating.
Choctaw.
Holy, here she is. Oh, see, she's an award-winning journalist and bilingual sports host from Telemundo. She's covered major sporting events. Born in Caracas, Venezuela. She's married, I'm sorry, Jeff, to Miguel Angel Garcia. Shoot. She's got a child, Massimino. She's 5'3".
So pleasant.
Wow, she's beautiful. Hello.
So pleasant.
Sí, porque la comida siempre es mala.
Mm.
Sí. Oh, that. So this is why you watch. Okay.
They had Dunga on yesterday. He's a famous Brazilian player.
Dunga?
Oh, he's got a blockhead on him.
Dunga?
Yeah. D-U-N-G-A.
Oh, I think I've seen the guy. Yeah. He looks like a character in a movie.
He does. His head is just a block.
What happened to the guy?
He looks like, what was the cartoon?
She's really pretty.
Yeah. Really happy for her.
Happy for her.
Here's a question. Chalk Tawn tweets, hey, guys, any thoughts on if y'all think Mitch McConnell is dead or alive?
It's really cruel for you to bring up, sir. That's very unnerving and unnecessary.
Sort of.
He's alive.
Sort of.
He's had a series of strokes and heart attacks. I think he's not long for this world.
Wasn't the ambulance picking him up the other night?
Yeah, he had the heart attack the other night and everything, yeah. Yeah. He served his state well, the great state of Kentucky.
Yes.
I'm a Kentucky. Yes, I believe he has.
Going well there?
Yeah, I think it's
pretty
good. How
those coal jobs working out?
Listen, Kentucky's hot right now. People are moving to Kentucky.
Don't you have a list for this?
What?
Jeff?
I have a list?
Yeah.
In what way?
The depressing places?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kentucky's hot right now, he says.
Yeah.
Kentucky's hot.
Really? Because it just made the bottom five of the most depressing places in the United States.
Well, you can find depressing places in Texas, buffoon.
Texas is 33.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's so depressing about Kentucky?
What's not?
Lexington, the bluegrass, bourbon.
You've not named one
municipality. You've
named one municipality, and it's a blue dot in the entire state.
Louisville, Lexington.
Louisville.
Lexington.
I just said you keep naming one place.
That's two places. Louisville and Lexington are two different places.
You think Louisville's not depressing?
No, it's not. I've never been there. I don't know.
Right. It's 44. Louisiana's dead last. New Mexico, West Virginia, Nevada, Mississippi, Alabama, shockingly, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Arkansas.
What kind of negative things do you read at night? This is just negative.
It's based on...
Let me give you some garden spots in Texas.
Texas is 33, but there are some good places in Texas. I'm afraid in Alabama, Mississippi, West Virginia, and Louisiana, there's not any.
Now, that is insulting to the... Almost heaven. We'll hear that tonight. West Virginia.
I'm almost sick of that song. Yeah, it's based on depression rates, antidepressants, mental health, income. I mean, pretty much, yeah, it's awful.
Wow.
Name the top five.
Top five best states?
Happiest. But it's broad. They're saying lowest depression rates.
Oregon. There's one near the top. Washington State.
It goes Minnesota, New Hampshire, Iowa, Vermont, Massachusetts.
Iowa?
That's what it says.
Vermont and Massachusetts.
Well, you can't be unhappy in Vermont.
No, I guess you can't.
I mean, how could you be?
All right, break time.
Meth labs there.
Pardon me?
There's no meth labs.
I still want to hear about... this dude that was missing for 10 days, a soccer fan. Back with more, 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
Hey, it's Jack from 102.7 ESPN's Game Time, inviting you to watch the FIFA World Cup 26 with Michelob Ultra for USA versus Belgium. The action happens at Little Woodrow's 6301 West Palmer Lane this Monday, July 6th, starting at 5 p.m. Michelob Ultra will be on site with a lot of fun and Ultra giveaways. Michelob Ultra is a superior light beer and the official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 26. Be sure to enjoy an Ultra as you cheer on Team USA this Monday at Little Woodrow's on Palmer Lane.